Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, everybody. It is already May 21st, 2015. Wow. The time is flying past. May 11th, May 10th was Mother's Day. and this whole month of May, we are sharing. We are celebrating mothers. We are celebrating mothers. This mompreneurs conference is something that I planned ahead of time, thinking about what to do and how to do it. And in the midst of this, thinking of just a mompreneurs conference, I wrote a book on mompreneurs. And we talked about it last week. We talked about some of the things that I talked about in my book, distinctly because the mompreneurs book goes along with the mompreneurs conference. So for those of you who did not contact me, who wanted the book, I'm still giving out some free copies. You are welcome to have a free copy. And I believe it'll bless your life. You know, it is something that I normally don't write on. Jamie's Journal normally doesn't write on moms and mompreneurs and the things that are going through on the day-to-day basis. But I just wanted to spotlight that for a little bit. You can email me, jamiesjournal@gmail.com, J-A-I-M-E-S, journal@gmail.com. Good morning. Mothers, fathers who are listening, you are celebrated today. We're going to bring on our speaker today and tomorrow. She will be sharing her story, a little bit of her story, a little bit of what she's going through, a little bit of the trials and tribulations that she had and is still having as a mother. This woman is out of the Maryland area of the United States. And we always accept her, and she's always a wonderful woman to come on here anytime that she can just jump on here and give us a little nugget, a little a nugget or a song, as you could say, on a Thursday, a Wednesday, a Tuesday, or whenever we're on. And I'm thankful to have her. Let's welcome Dr. Arlene Spann. That's Arlene Spann. Are you on the line?
I am on the line. Mic check. 1, 2. Is there feedback?
No. You sound pretty good.
Oh, awesome. Another headset. You know, I go through headsets to see what's going to work. So this
Uh-oh.
One is working.
Uh-oh. Well, good morning. Good morning, Dr. Arlene Spann. How are you this morning?
You know, Jamie, I am awesome this morning. I am just looking at the wonders of the Lord as he, in our area, brings down rain. So the mompreneurs in our area, you should be thankful that we have rain for our gardens and our trees and our flowers. And it's just an awesome day here today.
Awesome. And it is just cloudy over here. It looks like it's going to rain, but it seems like it's still going to be a good, thankful Thursday. I hear that you're supposed to share a little bit of your story today and tomorrow. So what do you have to share with us this morning for about 15 to 20 minutes?
Okay, the first thing I would like to share, Jamie, is simply this. And radio listening audience, get your pens, your pencil, your paper. You are on Jamie's Journal so that you are able to write. But the first thing I want to say is to God be the glory. And anything that I have accomplished, I think about something that I posted on Facebook, and it made me think. It's a scripture, and it says, apart from God, we can do nothing. And then when I look at it, and it was like, wow, okay, nothing is the derivative of two words, meaning no thing, meaning there is absolutely nothing as a mompreneur that we can do apart from him. Let me explain. there's a scripture that says, in him we live, we move, and we have our being. So think about that. Every motion that you have today, every thought that you have today, everything that you're capable of doing this day is because of him. He said that he breathed into us the breath of life. And because of that breath, we're able to breathe, move, live, have our being, and therefore we are able to become the moms that we are, as well as being able to be an entrepreneur, doing the vocation, doing the career, doing the ministry that God has assigned to us. So he's the one that said he gave us gifts. He's the one who said he gave us talent. He's the one who has given us the capability to be where we are today, and therefore, that's why I said to God be the glory. Now, I think about the fact that I have not one book, but several books, and have had the opportunity to not only author my book, but be a co-author in someone else's book. And that book is called Congratulations, You Just Lost Your Job, Your Road, Your Journey to Entrepreneurship. So I know that there are moms out there like many of the women who are in that book who you've gone through struggles, who you've looked at the things that were going on in your life, and you have to try to figure out, okay, God, why am I here? What is it that you have for me to do? And what is it that I need to overcome as well as become to be the mompreneur that you have for me? You see, as moms, he gave you a wonderful, awesome, amazing responsibility of being a mom. And being a mom is an enterprise all by itself. Because when you think about the Proverbs 31 woman, she does a lot in her home. She goes about. She's in the marketplace. She's seeing to it that everyone is where they need to be at the time that they need to be there. So as a mom and a mompreneur, I applaud you. I congratulate you. When you have allowed God to use you in the manner for which you were created. You see, I, at first, when I look back and I think about everything that God has done to lead me up to where I am today, as a mompreneur, I've gone through numerous things. And a lot of you know that. A lot of you know my story. You know how in my book, one of my books, the Arlene Spann Weight Loss Program, in that book, what the Lord had me to write is the journey of being with my mom on the day that she took her last breath and to see everything as it unfolded while she was recuperating in a rehabilitation center. And my mom was a woman who had only a sixth-grade education, but she was a person who pushed her children to the degree of, I can remember for, I think from maybe first grade until I think it was the seventh grade or so, I had perfect attendance. And the only reason I did not have perfect attendance in that grade was my mom had a pot of something cooking on the stove. Me, for whatever reason, went and put my hand on that pot top without using anything to shield my hand from it, burnt my hand. My hand hit the corner of the pot. It spilled over all over my feet. And then I had, I don't know, maybe it was a third-degree burn. I don't know, second or third-degree burn, but I had a burn. So, of course, I had to go to the hospital, then had to stay home from school, which was devastating because he was a child who had never been absent from school. Even when we had doctor's appointments, my mom would make sure that you went to school first, you left school, and then you went to the doctor. So I understand what it's like to be a mom who wants to see not only her children succeed, but a mom who wants to see those around her succeed. And that's what my mom was. She was the person that made sure that we had the appropriate education. She was the person that made sure I didn't have the education, but I wanted to see to it that my children did. But more importantly, she was a mom that showed love, shared love, and she showed us how you would run a household. So our household was ran somewhat like a business, and that's where I draw from. Because I can remember my mom and my dad and what they would do. I'm from a farm. I'm from a little teeny tiny small town in North Carolina called Wise. And I liken that name Wise because it meant to me now that we must have been people of wisdom. All right, to come from such a town as Wise, North Carolina. But what I learned from my mom was how to run a household as a business. You see, I was from a family where we picked things like cotton, and cotton became a business for us. We picked cucumbers. We harvested cucumbers. We kept what we needed to keep, and then the rest we sold. We had strawberries. We harvested strawberries. We had watermelons. Anything that we had in our garden, we would use that for our own home first. Then after that, we would use it for selling. So that's how I learned how to become a mompreneur, taking what you have in your hand, using it not only for you. See, now other families are better off now because we were giving them fresh fruit, we were giving them fresh vegetables, and we were harvesting things for them. All of that together to help me understand, okay, Arlene, how are you going to become an entrepreneur? You've seen what your parents have done. You've seen how you work with them. We even worked with tobacco. Yes, people, I'm from that era. That era where we would go and we would plant tobacco sprouts, watch them grow, and then after they would grow, we would pluck them off, send it off to a warehouse where we would get a share of the money as well as what the warehouse would get from that. So I learned in my earlier years how to become an entrepreneur. So when I was faced with a dilemma in my life, and that dilemma was simply this. I had gone through so many things that had caused me grief that I did not know how to cast that part of my life to God. Being a middle child like I am, my family looked to me, they would always say, my name is Arlene, but they would call me Lean. So it was Lean for short. And they would always say, Lean, you're the strong one, you're the patient one. If anybody can handle anything, it's you. You can do this, you can do that. And because they said that, I felt as if, well, you know, I have to stand up like this giant. I have to be okay and all right for them. And as a result of that, I started to take in things that were happening to me and around my family and internalize them to the degree where my outlet became food. And because my outlet became food, I began to gain weight. And as I began to gain weight, not only was I gaining weight, I was gaining waste in my life. And from the waste came diseases. And three of those diseases that came, one of those diseases was high cholesterol, one was diabetes, and while this is not a disease in itself, as a result, I was overweight. So I had to look at my entire life, and when, James, I began to see that I was overweight based on what my doctor said and being that pre-diabetic based on what my doctor said, I tried to lose weight. And I'm sharing this because I know there are people out there like me, you tried, and you could not accomplish the weight loss that you were looking for. But then God led me to a program in my own church called Vibe for God, and through that program I was able to lose. They helped me. But in the process of that program, God, and to God be the glory, showed me what I was doing. And when people began to ask me, audience, listen to this, they kept asking me what I was doing. And when I would share with them the system that I used for myself, thus becoming the sweat system, which simply means to supply water eliminate additives, trans fats, and sodium. That's what I looked at what I was doing in my own life to help myself become healthier. When people began to ask me, as a mompreneur, now that which was problem for me became an outlet to become an income for me, thus the making of a mompreneur. As a result of something where someone else would have looked at it as a tragedy. Thus, a book coming forth, Sweat the Arlene Spann Weight Loss Program. Thus, clients being helped, lives being changed, speaking engagements being put in place, people seeking you saying, can you come over here to my organization and speak and tell us your story? Churches saying, can you come and speak to our women's groups? So, mompreneurs, look at what you have in your hands. Look at what you're doing. Look at everything that God has caused to happen in your life. Look at things where people, someone might say to you, girl, I like how you decorated that cake. Girl, you are a decorating queen. You might want to consider cake decorating as your enterprise. You might want to consider whatever the thing is that you do. Some of you are great organizers. Organize for others, Mom. That could be your entrepreneurship that takes you from where you are to where you're trying to be. Look at the gifts and talents that God has given you as a mom. Maybe you're a mom and everyone says to you, if my child could sit still the way your child sits still, oh, my God. That could become a business for you, teaching other moms how they can get their children to be disciplined enough to sit for 5 minutes. So look at what you have in your hand. Someone else might say, girl, that graphic that you did, my goodness, I am just so pleased with how you put my flyer together. That might become a business for you. Look at the things that are your strength. Draw from them, because that's what I did. There would not be a Sweat the Arlene Spann Weight Loss Program if I had not lost over 50-some pounds myself. There would not have been a not listened to what the Holy Spirit said as he directed me to other people to understand, girl, you got a story to tell. So go tell your story. Put it in a book. Journal it. Write the things that you're doing daily, and as you do so, you will find that you as a mompreneur are better able to not only juggle what you're doing with your family, but you're better able to look at how God has brought you forth as that entrepreneur, as a career woman, so that you're able to give to society that which God created you for. So, Jamie, those are my words that I have for today. It's all to God be the glory, that he is the one that gets the glory this day, because it's only because of him that there's a book. It's only because of him that I was co-authored in a book. It's only because of him that there's a book coming out this year. It's only because of him that I have more, I don't know how many CDs I have now. It's only because of him allowing me to go through a disease, a sickness, and come through glorifying him that I am better able to be the mompreneur that I am today. And I have two grown adult children who are entrepreneurs themselves and three grandchildren. My granddaughter, she is in the business of making jewelry. So we're leaving a legacy. So if you're a mom, encourage your children to come alongside you. Look at how God created them. Look at whatever it could be, back to the old lemonade stand, whatever it is that you can show them that they can do for themselves as a mompreneur. You show them by allowing your light to shine so they can see your good work, glorify God, and come alongside you and say, I want to be an entrepreneur too, Mom. Back to you, Jamie.
Awesome. Wow. What do you want to share tomorrow? No, it's going to be a special moment. I know you got more to share. And I'm thankful that you shared that. And you shared a lot, you know. It's not just one thing. And like I was saying, you are not only a mompreneur, but you do multiple things. And it's awesome that some of the things that you shared was actually, I was like, wow. because your family is almost like my family, you know. We come from a certain background. But the way my family is set up, we come from a background of preachers, but we've always been an entrepreneur. I believe almost every family has been some kind of an entrepreneur, preacher, teacher, you know, as we grow day to day. And that's the thing. My dad, which he's always working, he always has a business or something in his mind, but he won't step on it. He won't take action. You know, so there are some people out there that are listening to us live and are saying, wow, you mean to tell me we grow up sometimes being entrepreneurs and we don't know it? Yes. You know, yes, you have that business, you read books, you know, some people are good researchers. And we don't step out and make things happen, you know. Like you were saying, you're leaving a legacy for your family, for your children's children. You know, my mom, my good mom, she has a lot in her. But you know, when we get older, a lot of times we don't do as much, and we don't step out on faith. And it's awesome that your family is, you know, not only you are in business, but you have two other people that are in business as well. And I don't know if you ever thought about this, having a little, you know, like a network marketing group, you and the other two people, you know, just to make things stay in the family. To make things stay in the family. Awesome. Sometimes, yeah. And I say that because a lot of family doesn't receive family, but a lot of family will receive others, strangers, before we receive ourselves or the person that's right beside us in our ear. Real quickly, we're almost out of time. Yesterday I was, you know, I'm always believing that more people will, I'm going to get about 1,000 customers per year. And yesterday my grandma, she lives in Philly, and this lady out of nowhere says, hey, does your granddaughter sell green tea? And out of nowhere she wants the green tea. So what am I saying? I'm saying sometimes people accept strangers more than they accept family, and we think the wrong way. We should be receiving our family and accepting what they're saying more than the stranger. Because 9 times out of 10, the stranger could be wrong. You know, but we need to change our mindset. But you shared a lot, and I can't speak on all of it, but it's, you know, I always love your story because you shared about your mom, you shared about your health, you shared about your business and the people that are around you in your business and family, not out of family, they're in family and business. And that was awesome because then you can take it further and you can move beyond just the radio to deepen your family-based business, and it's just awesome to hear. But, you know, again, you know, a lot of times in business today, we need some personal development, and that's what I always do. I'm always a person that thinks about developing me personally, not always, you know, just getting up and doing my business. A lot of times you need to be developed, you know, the Les Brown, the Tony Robbins, the, you know, Bob Proctor. You need to get that in your system and remember it and realize it. But how can we get in touch with you if we need any kind of resources or books or products?
You can get in contact with me at www.arlenefanswet.com, or you may reach me at Arlene, A-R-L-E-N-E, Wet, S-W-E-A-T-S, at gmail.com. Back to you, Jamie.
Awesome, awesome. And I hear that tomorrow you will be sharing as well. Maybe you can go into more depth on the health perspective or more on your books that you have written and talk about some of that as well. So, ladies and gentlemen, we are out of time. And thank you, Dr. Arlenefan, for coming by and sharing your story.
Welcome.
I want everyone to reach out to her and get some of her products, some of her books, and congratulations on your next book. And we do celebrate you every month because you want to go where you are celebrated, not where you're tolerated. So this Thursday, I want you to remember life isn't about waiting for the storm to pass. It's about learning to dance in the rain. I want to say happy Thursday to you and go out there and be thankful for your atmosphere and your surroundings and the things that you have for you today. You know, write down one goal and do it before 12 and then challenge yourself maybe tomorrow to do two goals before 12 o'clock. But at least strive to do something today good for you. And celebrate the ones that are around you. Sometimes we don't celebrate the people that are around us enough. So celebrate them. Say Happy Mother's Day to them. Even though it's after Mother's Day, celebrate them. And you can always contact me at jamiesjournal@gmail.com, jamiesjournal@gmail.com. I'm on all social media. And I want to say thank you once again for tuning in. Tune in tomorrow at 10, the same time. 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tell a friend, tell a neighbor to tune in because Dr. Arlenefan will be sharing again on tomorrow, and I can't wait to hear more of her story. So I want to say God bless you, and thank you for coming by and listening to Jamie's Journal.